like I should run away. Cause life is hitting me in the face. Hey, hey. But I'm here, and I'll never surrender to fear. Retreating, be defeated, no way. Cause I can't, I can't.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 3rd, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador. Servant of, for, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace through obedience to Allah, and Allah through obedience to the law, the universal law of life and existing, the universal law of love. Obedience to the waters of noon, that we may be peaceful and tranquil, that we may be as one as we were in the waters of noon, where the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, and we were receiving exhortation, encouragement, instruction from Almighty Father and Almighty Mother in the waters of noon. No barriers, no boundaries. All one, all orderly, all peaceful, and all tranquil. That's what we're getting back to. So he that hath an ear, let him hear. See, we have thinking capacity. The thinking, when you research he that hath, and when you research ear, we are to have thinking capacity that we may be empowered to take hold of our portion of the universe that has been allotted by the Almighty for us to have and take possession of. The wicked ruling class and ruling families having control of, what, 90% of the land, wealth, and resources, having lockdown on information. The wicked ruling class controlling all of our institutions, controlling religion, controlling finance, controlling government, controlling education, controlling entertainment, controlling the media. And so we need to remove that power so that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Almighty is saying to us from the original medium, which is the universe and our structure spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, that is part and parcel of the universe. Let him hear. Let me see. Let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith. The word let him hear is this word, sisters and brothers, in the European Greek language.
Strong's G-191, akouo, akouo.
This is defined as to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, not deaf, to hear, to attend to consider what is or has been said, to understand, to perceive the sense of what is said. This is so scientific that it goes all the way down to the sense or how something is said by the person saying what has been said. How did they say it? What was the sense of it? What do you sense from it? Is the when Benjamin, back to Israel, and thank you again, my brother Henry Siegman, who is not only calling for the cessation of bloodshed from Israel to Palestine, but saying cease the occupation as well. So, because of Henry Siegman causing us to understand that Israel is making it impossible for there to be a two-state solution, then we can understand the sense, the real reality behind what Benjamin Netanyahu says and the officials in the government of Israel when they come before us talking about how they love people, talking about how they have the best intentions at heart for the Palestinian people, when they come before us talking about how they want to see a two-state solution so they can live at peace and harmony with the Palestinian people, you can understand the real sense of those words, that it is nothing but fictitious narrative and lies. When Barack Obama says he loves men and women and people of different cultures and religions and whatnot, and then behind that sends, was it $40 billion more in weaponry and finances to Israel to help facilitate Israel continue to kill and destroy Palestinian life? Well, we know the sense of what you're saying. We hear what you're saying, but we understand the sense of it. We sense that you are lying and giving us fictitious narrative. Let them hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. What the Spirit saith. Let me get back to that scripture. Unto the churches. This word, let him hear, to hear something, to perceive by the ear what is announced in one's presence. So we need to perceive. We need to understand what it is that is being said to us, because the word of an individual, the word of suggestion. I was talking with my brother, Christopher Eager, my co-worker, and he was talking about the mind, and the power of the mind is so great that even to suggest something in the ear, in the mind, you see that word has weight, has power. So even just a light suggestion of something, that's why we must be careful with what we say. I, Deacon Christopher Frazier, struggle daily to control words, to try to say the best words, to try to say the most correct words. We want to continue to become better at speaking righteous words to each other, because the mind is so powerful, can give birth to actions that are connected to a little word that is a little suggestion. We must perceive by the ear. We must understand by the ear what is announced in our presence. When government officials come before us talking about how they love people, the word perceive, become aware or conscious of something, come to realize or understand, interpret or look on someone or something in a particular way, so that we may have the correct view and be able to render the correct judgment. So when the government of the United States of North America, when mayors and governors and senators and Congress people, Democrat and Republican, tell us they have no money to be used on our behalf to build infrastructure, to provide health care for every human being living in the United States of North America. They say they have no money to provide education for all who want it. They say they have no money for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, etc., etc. They have no money, they tell us, for the programs that are created to help poor children and poor mothers, working or otherwise. They tell us unemployment benefits are depleted. Everything that we, the masses of the people, came together to work so that we could have when we need it, they tell us they have no money to facilitate those programs. We perceive now, sisters and brothers, we have become aware and we are conscious of the truth behind their talking, sisters and brothers. We are able now to discern and recognize the truth of their lies and fictitious narrative. How? Give you one way to do it. Google the monies that America gives to Israel to the tune of billions and billions and billions and billions yearly. That's your money. That's my money. And then you have churches and religious institutions that will take your tithe money and give your tithe money to help Israel kill and destroy human beings. Our money is to be used for righteousness, not for death, hell, and destruction. So when the technocrats that are the leaders in government, finance, education, and religion come before us with sweet words, we are able to interpret their words and to understand exactly what is being said. You say you love us, bring our money home. Stop using our money to kill and destroy precious Palestinian Christian and Palestinian Muslim life. Those who have studied, those in the media, those politicians, those in academia, they know that to just say Muslims are killing Christians in Iraq and Syria and other places is not to tell the whole story. We are able to glean the truth because we have studied. We know that Muslim and Christian are being killed by fake Muslims, fake Islamists, who are nothing but mercenaries, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda affiliates, raised up by Israel, raised up by London, House of Rothschild, raised up by Washington, D.C., to kill and destroy, and then they use the information and manipulate your mind. Manipulate my mind, But no, we are able to interpret the truth of what they're saying, sisters and brothers. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Let him hear. Get out of the way. Stop standing in the way of my hearing the truth. Stop standing in the way of the truth coming to my ear and my mind. The further definition, to get by hearing, learn. We are able to learn when we tune in to the universe, when we tune in to the atoms, when we tune in to the protons, neutrons, and electrons, when we tune in to Yahuwah, when we tune in to existing and living for all. Tune out the politician. Tune out the government officials who go along with wickedness. Tune out leaders in religion and leaders in finance who go along with wickedness, death, hell, and destruction. Tune in to that which facilitates life. Learn the science of the universe. Further in the definition, a thing comes to one's ears to find out, to learn, to give ear to a teaching or a teacher, to comprehend, to understand. This is the definition of let him hear. But let's look at this from the English language. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The media has our ear. The politician, they have our ear. Our religious leaders have our ear. Whether it's Christianity, Islam, Hebrew, Buddhism, Hinduism, the religious teacher has control over our ear, over our mind, or else we wouldn't be listening to them. But these that have our ear, these that have our mind, are getting in the way of what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We had a lesson in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And it was talking about how Paul, he said, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. We don't know what that means because we refuse to research the definitions of the word. An apostle, when you check that word in the European Greek language, that word is connected to the same etymological root that is the root to the word cross. Jesus was hung on a cross. Disciples hung on crosses. Revolutionaries hung on crosses. The etymological root of the word cross and the word apostle is the same root word, having to do with standing up against the rulers, against the judges, against the Sanhedrin, against the wicked ruling class and ruling families. The judges, the Sanhedrin, these are technocrats who were raised into power by Rome, the Roman Empire, and the Roman Senate. And so these technocrats, looking out for revolutionaries like Yahushua Christos, looking out for revolutionaries like Miriam Christos. I'm calling everybody Christos right now because all of us are Christos. All of us are the one image of the Almighty as one Christos image, Adam image and likeness of the Almighty. Miriam Christos, Johann John Christos, Peter Cephas Christos, Nicodemus, was it Nicodemus? He came by night. But others who are disciples, Thomas Christos. We're calling everybody Christos. See, the technocrats were looking out for the Christos. The technocrats were looking out for those who had the spirit of Atum in them, that they would facilitate life, the Atum, the Christos men and women, would facilitate life and give life to the multitudes, masses of the disorganized people. The technocrats wanted to kill and destroy life. They were anti-life. Hence they were anti-Christ, anti-Christos. Christos is life. The technocrats, scribes, Sadducees, Pharisees, Herodians, these were the technocrats who were anti-life, anti-existing, anti-living, anti-Christos. They were raised up by Rome, given power by Rome, Roman Empire, Roman Senate, Caesar. And so the apostle is raised to fight the technocrat, to stand up and give life to the masses of the people, to stand in opposition of all who would destroy the kingdom. The technocrats are they who want to destroy the kingdom. Other words, you research, it talks about the conferring of the kingdom onto one. So the apostle is working on behalf of Yahushua to confer the kingdom on the people, because the kingdom has been taken from the people. The power has been taken from the people. And so the people's lives and every facet in their lives, they're susceptible to the wicked machinations of the Roman Empire, Roman Senate, and Caesar. So the word apostle means you stand up against the system. You stand up against the modern day Rome, the modern day Sanhedrin, the modern day judges, the modern day rulers who are anti-Christos, anti-life, anti-proton, anti-neutron, anti-electron, anti-energy, anti-existing, anti-living. Then you have Timothy in the lesson, above the lesson. Timothy means honoring God. To honor God. The word God is theos, means God and goddess, the almighty father and mother, and all the spirit energy entities. It could also mean the demonic ones, but we're talking about the good theos, the good spirit energy entities that are the angelic spirit energy entities, powers that are within the universe and within you and me. This word theos goes all the way down to judges and rulers and whatnot, magistrates, teaching us that we are to be the magistrates and we are to be judges and rulers that would honor God, honor Goddess, honor Yahuwah, living, existing, honor the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. The church was at Corinth, and Corinth means satiated. See, the word satiated means to be full to overflow, full to exorbitant, extravagant overflow. Well, let's analyze the system. You see, they don't teach this in the religious houses because they have our ear, but they won't let us hear what the Spirit is truly saying to the churches, that the churches and the mosques and the cathedrals and the synagogues and the temples and any organization that wants to see the people live, we must come together, rise up, stand for one another as apostles, and stand against the system and stand against the modern day Sanhedrins and technicians who do the bidding of the wicked ruling class. Corinth means satiated. The wicked ruling class are satiated exorbitantly, beyond limitation, overflowing with wealth and resources, overflowing with food and drink, overflowing with homes and lavish, opulent lifestyle. We, the masses of the people, have nothing. Many men and women living on one and two, trying to exist and subsist on $1 and $2 a day. Men and women working in the mines for nothing, for pennies. Men and women having slave wage, low wage job. Men and women being trafficked in human trafficking. Men and women suffering at every hand because of the system. Men and women losing land, losing health, losing wealth, losing resources, losing job, losing home, and the wealthy ruling class getting it all, taking it all, satiated. Corinth, satiated, beyond, overflowing, exorbitant, extravagant, filling of everything that they want. The people have nothing. But we need to be satiated with the power and spirit and energy and knowledge and wisdom of the Almighty and hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Hear what the energy. E equals MC squared. E is energy. Energy is usually positive spiritual force. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. Listen to the energies of the universe. Listen to the energies of sun, moon, stars, and planets. Tune your ear. Tune my ear into the energies of the Almighty, the energies of the spirit energy entities that we call angels that are within the universe and within ourselves. We tune in to that energy, then we will be able to take the whole universe back and rule our lives in commensurate with life and existing and living. So that's Corinth. After we are satiated with the power, energy, spirit of the Almighty and the universe within ourselves, then we can be satiated. Not in a wicked way, but we can be full of spirit of the Almighty, and then we can go after our portion of the universe, and everyone can go after their portion of the universe. They were in Corinth was in Achaia, and Achaia means trouble. See, they're not teaching this in Sunday school. They're not teaching this in church. They're not teaching this in mosque, cathedral, synagogue, temple, most of them. Why? Because they have our ear and have disconnected our ear from what the Spirit is truly saying. Achaia means trouble, and the masses of the people are in trouble. The masses of the people are facing warfare and bloodshed economically, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. It's something else I wanted to see. In Argentina, Argentina denies default, blames United States judge for blocked debt payment. Now, the financial institutions, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, World Bank Organization, put Argentina in debt. All type of debt, all type of usury, all type of exploitation, all of it illegal and against the law of universal existing and living for all, Yahuwah. And so Argentina agreed to pay a portion of it, did not agree to pay another portion of it. The portion that they did not agree to pay was purchased for pennies on the dollar by those institutions that they call vulture banks, vulture financial institutions. They look and see debt all over, and they say, okay, we'll purchase the debt at a cheaper rate than the debt is worth and relieve, we'll say, Deutsche Bank of the debt. All right. Then so you would think that they would pursue payment at a lesser rate, a lesser scale from a nation like Argentina or some other nation. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.